One of the topics that comes up in Deluxe is this idea of commodity. All of these products that were advertised in the magazines that Ellen collected and then oftentimes used as the basis for her collages. And commodity as an idea plays into this exhibition in a number of other ways. One is in the case of the Cape Dorset Inuit printmakers. Cape Dorset is a very small Inuit community. It's on the southern tip of Baffin Island up in the north of Canada. And it has a long artistic tradition of stone carving, of incising on bone, incising on ivory. Those acts of scratching are very much akin to what you do in a lot of printmaking techniques. In 1913, the Hudson Bay Company opened a trading post there. And in the late 1940s, a Canadian writer, he was also an artist and a filmmaker, made his first trip to Baffin Island. He brought some of the carvings back to Montreal, where he lived, and he showed them at the local Handicrafts Guild. And people were so impressed that he was able to drum up enough interest to get the government to send art supplies and building materials to start a craft center on Cape Dorset. Before long, the craft center was booming, and this small group of artists began to experiment with print techniques, working off of what they had done traditionally. In 1959, they released their first collection of works by various artists in stone cut, stencil, and engraving. And they've continued to produce an annual portfolio every year since. And at this point, the Cape Dorset Workshop is the oldest professional printmaking workshop in Canada. Through the creation of this workshop, they developed an entire other avenue through which they could economically support their community and which remains really vibrant today.